Good evening and welcome to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Audrey Ortiz. And today, we have a special episode because we are going to be celebrating the Hispanic Heritage Month. And we have continue to bring different people from the Hispanic community. So we're able to interview them and we're able to give you some more information of the many things that the Hispanic Heritage Celebration is going to bring to us at the Lehigh Valley and here in Bethlehem. So I have with me wonderful people, Cecile.
Hola.
And Michelle.
Hola.
And I'm not going to go further because, you know, I talk a lot. I want my guests to be able to introduce themselves, to tell me a bit more about them, their full name, and what is it that they came here to let us know and to talk about that our audience will be listening tonight. Cecile, let's start with you.
Okay, well, yes, my name is Cecile. I'm Cecile Thibault. I have been an educator in the Lehigh Valley for the past 25 years, and I am still educating K through 12 world languages. It's an honor to be here, so thank you. And today, I guess we're talking a little bit about ourselves. So I've done multiple activities in the community promoting and pretty much trying to engage, whether it's students or my kids, actually, to be part of the community while focusing on culture and tradition of different languages.
And the beauty about this, Cecile, is that you know how many languages?
I am native French. I learned English in elementary school, and I took on Spanish in seventh grade.
Y señoras y señores, Cecile habla español. Cecile, dale
sí.
Ahí unas clasecitas de español a la gente.
Puedo hablar, sí, que es bien, porque estoy enseñando ahora español en los niveles de kinder hasta quinto grado. Antes estaba en el liceo francés y español, pero ya yo puedo jugar un poco más con los pequeños.
Okay. Vamos a volver donde te dices, ¿sí? Porque tú tienes mucho, mucho que decirnos. Y tengo por el otro lado aquí, al ladito mío, on my other side, I have Michelle. And Michelle has a lot to tell us. Michelle, tell me more about you.
Yeah, so thank you so much again for having us here. I'm very excited. So my name is Michelle Rios, and I currently am an educator. I'm the assistant director for the Center for Inclusive Excellence at Moravian University. But before I get into what I do, I want to definitely talk about who I am because my identities are definitely important to me. I am a first-generation student, college graduate, and I also am Colombian-American.
Whoa, go Colombia!
So, yeah, Colombia. I was born in Medellin, Colombia, and I came here with my family when I was 2 years old. And I was raised in New Jersey, so it was a really interesting experience growing up with my identities, learning about similar, you know, friendships and peers that also went through the same experiences as me. And growing up in a Latino community, in a very diverse community, I'm thankful that I got to experience it. So what am I doing in the Lehigh Valley, right? That's from New Jersey to PA. I actually moved here about 2 years ago when I finished my graduate program at Montclair State University. I decided that I wanted to continue my career in higher education. Again, as a first gen, I wanted to help other students just like me, trying to have a great college experience. And so here I am now. I get to do that with Moravian students, but also just meeting a lot of people in the Lehigh Valley. Working with Cecile, I've gotten, you know, the pleasure of meeting her and, you know, learning about what she does. So it's been so amazing to just see how there's another Latino community here. So I love it.
That is so wonderful. And the thing is, she's so young. Just so young and the
wait,
young.
Wait, are you calling me old?
Oh, Cecile, you got there. No, I'm old. I'm the oldest one here. No, Cecile, what I mean is that young people, our Latino people, coming in and engaging in the opportunity to help other young people. That's a wonderful thing. And I'm not calling you old at all. You're a wonderful.
And Michelle's wonderful. Passion definitely shows through. And I showed up at her doorstep at the DEI house several years ago because one of my former students was one of the founding students for the DEI program at Moravian. And through Concepcion actually telling me and sharing all the awesome things that really helped her flourish into who she is today brought me to you. So that whole search for cultural identity really sparked with a former student that kind of brought us together. So that was amazing.
Young and old together here. And the thing is, we are looking forward to the Hispanic Heritage Celebration, and that brings us all together. And we have different roles in this whole Hispanic heritage. Let's start with you, Cecile. Let me know a bit of what are you going to be doing and why are you here today?
Well, as an educator, and since I teach Spanish, I definitely promote the language and culture in my classrooms. I definitely also want to make sure to highlight all the different Spanish-speaking locations in the world so that there is an understanding that they're not interchangeable. Cultural identity, even if you're a Spanish speaker, there's going to be many different facets to that cultural identity. So that's something I can share with my students on, you know, not just in September and October, but for me, it goes all year long. We definitely highlight this during the Hispanic Heritage celebrations, as well as promote other activities that are going on for our families that are going on within the community. But I am here since I helped facilitate a huge undertaking of a celebration several years in a row, and it really opened my eyes to all the wonderful things that we have to offer in the Lehigh Valley in terms of not just Latino-owned businesses, but just so many different things. So there was a bomba dancer, or there were musicians, and just bringing it all together is something that really brought such joy to what I do, to being able to do that.
And Michelle, you got to know this wonderful lady. And what is it that you got involved in? Why are you here today?
Yeah, part of my role is student programming and working with our underrepresented students. So it does go beyond the Latino students. It goes with our Black students, our Asian students, our LGBTQ+ community. But for Hispanic Heritage Month, coming up, we are focusing on celebrating a lot bigger. And I emphasize that because, as you mentioned, I am a young professional, so I've been learning the ropes. I've been inspired by so many people, and I started off very small with my few programs in the last 2 years with, you know, small get-togethers, small Spanish spelling bee contests. Now it grew into a Hispanic Heritage Month block party that I'm still finishing up some logistics for. So we want it to grow, and I do want to mention that we are hoping to be a HSI, so a Hispanic Serving Institution. If everything goes really well in the next 5 years, you become a Hispanic Serving Institution when your enrollment is about 25%. And right now, I'm happy that we can say that we're at 18%. So we are trying our best, our office, and working with other partners to make sure that we provide that experience, that sense of belonging to students, that support. They can get, you know, other experiences elsewhere, but because Moravian is a intimate college or university, I shall say, where we are small, but you get so much more support on a one-on-one basis that you probably wouldn't get at a larger university. And so working with Cecile, we have, our book club coming up. And, you know, that is one of my favorite things, you know, that happens not just during Hispanic Heritage Month, but throughout the year, because we want to offer the opportunity to read books that tell, you know, Latino stories, to share experiences and conversation with, you know, the school district, but also our students, our staff, our faculty. And it's really fun. So I really enjoy that. And so I hope that, you know, we can continue growing.
That is wonderful. And Cecile, you have inspired this young lady here. And one of the things that the Hispanic Heritage, the one that we are going to have at Steel Stack, we know that Michelle is going to have one in the university. And we are also going to have one at Steel Stacks on September 19. And I don't know, a little birdie around there so just told me, oh, but Cecile, I think she was promoted or given or what? No. She is an unsung hero on for the Hispanic Heritage. You know why, Cecile?
I have to say thank you so much.
You know why? Because the things that you do inspire young people and inspire others. It inspires me because, like, a person knowing three languages and being able to give of herself to others so they could learn and they could be part of our society in a good way and be able to learn and to inspire others. So that makes you an unsung hero for us.
Well, thank you so much. I have to say, wow.
Well deserved.
Thank you. I mean, it's something I grew up with, the multiculturalism in my home. I, very much like Michelle, I am first generation American, and I am also the first one to go to college, but my background was French. So the struggles are different, and the community is very different. I also grew up in New Jersey, but it's not having that link or not having that identity that's so, you know, cut and dry, like, here's what an American is. And then I would go back to France, and I was not French, and I was not quite American. So finding that cultural link of what is your identity, it just inspires you to try to figure more stuff out. So the book club really stemmed from, all right, after 20-some years of teaching, I needed to, what else can I do that will keep me growing and that will keep me active in terms of, I still love my job, but I love learning and I love talking and, you know, being able to do something more. And that's where the Cultural Identities Book Club came about. And we've had some really good books that we've discussed. And we even had a Zoom where we all did it in Spanish. Mm-hmm. And that was fabulous because it happened that all the speakers on there were willing to go for it, and we all spoke in Spanish. And just getting to know different authors and different perspectives, and that's what really started much of this. But I've been doing things with the library for 10-plus years for the littles, you know, before school age, whether it's been bilingual books or trilingual, and sometimes we would have somebody read in English, somebody in Spanish, somebody in French. I also engaged with student travel. I have done 6 trips abroad over the past 25 years to see the students actually recognize the importance of what you do in a modern language or a world language classroom and have it click and understand the traditions and the culture. The relevance of the education they've received is something that really fuels my passion to do all of this.
Yes, we have a minute, and I just want to thank you because most of our students, they don't get to travel a lot. And like we were talking about identity, and all of us, in a way, we have our own identity, but it's okay to live in a society with different identities because we are able to embrace them. We are able to learn from them. And that's what when I was interviewing the mayor, that's one of the things that Bethlehem has. And the way that we go about it, that you are doing it the right way, is, you know, kind of enhancing each person's identity up. We don't want nobody to feel less. I have the privilege, my son married a wonderful, beautiful girl from Bangladesh. So I got to meet her, like, you know, at the wedding. But it was good because then I learned that their costumes were totally different to my Puerto Rican costumes. And it's great because now I'm going to have a grandson that is Bengali and is Puerto Rican. Wow, what an explosion. But yes, that's a wonderful thing, you know, that all cultures are embraced. We are listening to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Audie Ortiz. We'll be back in a minute.
Hello, WDIY devotees. I'm Mike McGrath, and I am pleased as a purple tomato to announce that You Bet Your Garden has moved to WDIY FM. Listen every Friday evening at 6 p.m. and hear about all the mistakes you are going to make on Saturday morning before you make them. That's all new episodes of You Bet Your Garden every Friday on 88.1.
Welcome back to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Audie Ortiz, and continuing our conversation here with Cecile and Michelle, we are going to go now to Michelle and for her to give us some more information about the Hispanic Heritage that's going to be taking place at the Moravian University. So, Michelle, take it.
Yeah, so like I said, I'm so excited. I'm going to first start off by saying, follow us on Instagram at MoravianCIE. I say that first because I might forget some dates, but we're definitely posting everything that's happening during Hispanic Heritage Month on our Instagram. So if I forget anything, you can definitely follow us there and find out more. But a couple of large-scale events that we are hosting, you know, again, besides the block party, we are trying to touch different areas. And so I believe on September 18th, we are inviting Médicos Unidos. They are a grassroots organization that help underrepresented communities in the Philadelphia area and beyond. So we are bringing two amazing health practitioners. I was able to meet with them last year. And so they're going to come and talk about diversity in healthcare and most likely just have a conversation about how our Moravian healthcare students or students interested in that field learning about skills and how they can take that in, you know, the communities that they're going to serve or beyond the classroom. So we're going to, you know, talk about that. Our Hispanic Heritage Month block party. So again, we're going big this year. So we are inviting a few Latino-owned business that I was able to connect with that they're going to, you know, sell some food, sell their items, network, pretty much just make friendships and connections. And we're inviting everyone to come, you know, to that. It is happening during our common hour. So we're taking advantage that students don't have classes, but you can definitely come and, you know, just join us for music. And again, meeting more people in the area. And then one of my colleagues, Dr. Nirsa Lasso Van Lang, she is bringing also a speaker to talk about tokenism. So I'm excited to see that we are having different conversations. We're, again, talking a lot about the Latino community, but we're touching different areas that are so important. I also want to mention that we host a conference. We've been hosting it at Moravian in the last 2 years. And this year, again, it's at Moravian. And it's called Bridging the Gap. Bridging the Gap focuses on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. And this year's theme is called Where Do We Go From Here? And as you all know, there's a lot of stuff happening within the diversity, equity, and inclusion departments. Offices like our office are being, you know, kind of taken down, or, you know, things are happening in different areas of the United States. And so we want to encourage the community, whether it's the Latino community or all communities, to come and join us and register to have conversations of how we can continue to empower everyone to continue the work that they're doing and to just have conversation, you know, kind of like what we're doing right now. So that's kind of, in summary, everything that we're kind of doing. And I hope that we're doing more. We're doing the book club as well, which I'm also very excited about. But if I missed anything, again, please make sure you follow us at Moravian CIE.
Is there any telephone number that you could provide for anybody that is interested in
these? Yes, absolutely. So you can definitely call our main office, the Center for Inclusive Excellence, and that phone number is 610-625-7847.
Perfect. You heard that. Cecile. Yes. So, is there anything that you want our audience to know more about you or anything else that you've been doing in the community?
Well, with some of the efforts that I put forth in the community for last year, there's definitely a few things that I need to say to thank community members that really went above and beyond for us last year. So first, I would like to take a minute to say thank you so much to Adams Outdoor. They donated a billboard for the city's Hispanic Heritage Celebration. And not only was it a billboard, it was one of the electronic billboards. Wow. And we saw it at three different spots. So one was featured on 22, one was, I think, off 378, and somewhere else. So it was not just a donated billboard, but it was visible. It was lit up. It was shining so brightly with the message about celebrating Hispanic heritage. So this was something that absolutely made my day when I approached them with the concept of helping me out to spread the message. They not only helped me, but they went above and beyond. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much to Adams Outdoor. And another community member that deserves a huge thank you is the Apollo. The Apollo restaurant, when we did our food drive over the December, it was between November, December, we did a food drive. And that in itself was super successful for the Hispanic Center. And all the items that were donated, we had the Apollo step up and donate a check that was to match dollar per can of what we donated. And it was over $1,300.
Wow.
That was given, as well as 1,300 items that were donated to the food pantry for the Hispanic Center. So those are two huge thank yous that, you know, definitely deserve more than a shout out. But I don't have a billboard to make. So
no, and one of the things is that you share that billboard with our Hispanic heritage. So if they're listening to us, we need one. But and that was a great idea, because many people came just looking at that billboard, and the celebration got even better when they were able to see where we're going to be at. So that is a wonderful thing that they did.
The idea of getting bombarded by all these messages when we're driving is one, but then not seeing something that is, you know, an important message is where they not only recognized it, but then stepped up and did it. So I thought that was awesome. That was really awesome. And all of these things that I guess I have done is what leads me to say, you know, it's an amazing privilege to be recognized this year for the Unsung Hero Award. So thank you so very much.
And your students should know, you know, that you work very hard with the community, and that your outreach makes a difference in the lives of many, many families, okay? So we're very proud of you. That's why, you know, it's one of the things about the Unsung Hero is that it's not just about a person that has a title or is known in the community. It's that person that is not about herself or himself. It's about others, and that they give of their time and their efforts. And that's why we call it an unsung hero. So you're not just unsung, now you're a known hero.
Well, thank you so much.
Michelle,
yes.
If you want to give us again the dates of your Hispanic Heritage Celebration. Our dates are September 19, 2024, are still stack. Mm-hmm. Okay? And also we're going to have the Sister City Celebration that we are all invited. Y ustedes también allá afuera, amigos. Because the Sister City Celebration is for the first time Puerto Rico and Bethlehem are going to have jointly a sister city relationship. So that's wonderful, and that's a gain for us. On the Hispanic Heritage side, everybody's going to be wearing their cultural attire, and we're going to have a prize this year for people that come in and with our cultural attire, the best ones. From Colombia, from Mexico, from Venezuela. Dígame ahí, sigan diciendo que se me olvidan los nombres. De Ecuador, por favor, muchachos, muchachas, vengan, traigan su bandera de corazón, enséñenle al mundo quiénes son, ¿ok? Que eso es lo que nosotros queremos. Con estas celebraciones queremos que nosotros nos sintamos orgullosos de quiénes somos. Dime tú, Michelle.
So I'm very excited. Repeating the day, I just want to say it's really nice to see the community. When I first moved here, I was I was 24, I think, and I didn't know anybody. I didn't know there was a Latino community. So seeing everyone and celebrating and seeing the festivals, I think it's just amazing how everyone is just supporting. So again, I just want to say thank you for having us here. Soy muy agradecida. But our Hispanic Heritage Month block party, so again, if that one is open to pretty much everyone that wants to stop by at Moravian. That's going to be, I believe, on Thursday, September 26th, between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m. And so we're going to have a couple of vendors, again, selling their items, making connections, networking. So if that's something that anyone is interested in, bienvenidos, and we welcome you with open arms.
Gracias, Michelle. Cecile, ¿algunas otras palabras para antes de terminar?
No, eso es todo.
Muchas gracias. Cecile, gracias. Gracias de todo corazón por aceptar mi invitación. Tú eres una persona que tienes un alma preciosa y nosotros te queremos mucho. Eso es lo que quiero que sepas, ¿ok?
Gracias.
Gracias.
Michelle, gracias por estar aquí y por dar en tu juventud este poderoso mensaje a los demás jóvenes. Sí se puede, podemos hacer cosas bellas, grandes para nuestra sociedad y somos ejemplos para ellos. Gracias por ser ese ejemplo. Gracias.
Sí, muchas gracias a usted y a todos aquí escuchando también.
Ok. Nosotros nos vamos y no sin antes decirle, por favor, mi gente, vaya a y visítenos en Steel Stack. Y también vamos a tener una comisión que vienen de Puerto Rico. O sea que va a ser un, vamos a estar, WDIY ha puesto todos estos programas. Yo solamente daba un programa, pero ahora estoy poniendo un sinnúmero de programas gracias a WDIY. Thanks to WDIY 88.1. We're going to be listening to many, many voices from the Hispanic community and celebrating the Hispanic Heritage Month. And we are very thankful for them because they were really, really given this opportunity. And I say, yes, I take it. And we're very thankful and blessed. So you're listening to Charla Comunitaria. I'm not going to go out without saying something nice about my engineer. My engineer is Jane Ciprop. He makes me look good. And Mr. James Ciprot, our engineer, thank you. Thank you, thank you. And you're listening to Charla Comunitaria, and this is your host. You have a blessed night. Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed this program, you can hear this episode and more, along with our other public affairs programming at WDIY.org, on WDIY's free mobile app, on your favorite podcast platform, or live weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. here on WDIY.